Hello, hello. It's Brooke DeVard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Welcome back. Today's episode is a mini episode for fragrance lovers and also kind of fragrance newbies or people that are trying to figure out which fragrance do I buy next? What is my scent? Do I change my scent depending on the season? I certainly change my scents up for fall. I'm speaking with Keta, who is truly an expert. She is the founder of Our Side. She has an incredible story. I interviewed her a few episodes back. Definitely listen to our full conversation if you missed it. She's doing very exciting things with Our Side. But I said, after the interview, after we have our full discussion, I need to borrow you for just 10 minutes to do a deep dive on how people should think about buying fragrance. There's so many myths and misconceptions out there. So we break it all down and talk about how to find the perfect scent for you, what the different categories mean, base notes, top notes, all of the details. I do have one additional tip to add since our conversation, because I have been fragrance shopping abroad. I just did fragrance shopping in Istanbul. I went to Nishane, which is one of, in my opinion, one of the most exciting new fragrance houses. It's based in Turkey. They're doing very, very interesting scents. They have this beautiful scent called Ani. And I discovered them in Los Angeles. But of course, when I was in Istanbul, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the actual shop. I went to the shop in Isantishe, and they have all of these beautiful fragrances. But there's something that I've learned in my travels about buying fragrance and smelling fragrance in stores. It is so essential that you step outside to smell the fragrance. And it's actually something that I learned when I was shopping in Tokyo at Lalabo. I was smelling the Gayak 10, which is a very subtle woodsy scent. It's a skin scent. And as soon as I sprayed it on the piece of paper, the sales associate at Lalabo kind of guided me outdoors to smell it. And she explained, of course, there's like too many scents inside. I think back to so many times where I've bought a fragrance at a department store, at Sephora, and you're surrounded by this cacophony of scents. You can't really take in the fragrance. So when you do want to test fragrance, no matter where you are, you can spray it on a piece of paper, you can spray it on a tissue, you can spray it on your skin if you're feeling brave, but go outside where there aren't other fragrances and other scents competing for your attention and really take it in. I'm also a big believer in getting samples if you can and doing a sample for a while, but I went to the Nishane store and we smelled gorgeous things, but I was telling my husband, I'm like, we've got to step outside. And he's like, oh yeah, when you're outside, it's like a totally different scent. So I wanted to share that tip with you all. Much like buying foundation, you've got to see it in the natural daylight to really know like what the foundation is doing. Same thing with fragrance. Keta has so many more tips and interesting insights. You'll learn a lot from this episode, and I will be back next week with a full conversation. Thank you so much for listening. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay, listeners, I am with fragrance creator, perfume creative director and expert, Keta Burke-Williams, the founder of Our Side. And I have questions for you to help people figure out what fragrance is right for them. It's a journey, right?
It is a journey. It's definitely not about the destination.
Yes. And now, do you have a fragrance wardrobe? Do you have like several fragrances that you rotate depending on the time of year, mood?
I do. Since Our Side has three scents, those are my fragrance wardrobe right now. But I definitely have more, and they all go based on, you know, time of year. Is it hot and sticky? Or do I need a warm embrace? Do I want a going out vibe? That's how I kind of determine what I'll wear that day.
That totally makes sense. Which of the Our Side fragrances do you feel like are good for just like casual, calm day inside, day-to-day life, and what's like the sexy date night vibe?
Yes. Okay. So I would say Moondust is a very good like everyday fragrance. It has citrus kind of opening with cedarwood and jasmine. Then it has this kind of cool spices of peppermint and anise. And it has this earthy dry down because it has vetiver and Palo Santo, which I love. And I would say it's like a hike in the woods kind of vibe. If you like, you know, hikes slash walks, that's kind of like a good scent for you. If you're like, I'm not a perfume person, but I want to smell good, that would be the vibe.
Yes. I just want to jump in because I'm so excited about Moondust. I feel like Moondust is so cool because you won't smell like other people. Like, you know, yes, that there was like a 5-year stretch where everyone in New York smelled like Santal 33.
Oh,
like,
God,
we love,
yes,
the Lavo. It's great. Like we love it and it smells good.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. Moondust is one of those scents that's like, oh, I haven't smelled anything quite like it. And I think it's that like anise and peppermint that just makes it really just special and stand out. It just feels fresh. I love that. Okay.
Yes, I agree. And then we have Nostalgia, which I think I use it for two different ways. So one, either if it's like rainy and kind of dreary, then I use it and it feels like a warm embrace. Or if it's like a sticky summer evening, I feel like Nostalgia is also really good for that because it's a jasmine-based scent, but it's kind of like this dewy, you know, kind of sweetened, kind of vanilla-y jasmine vibe with this warm woody finish. And then the last one is Dusk, and that one is big and woody and kind of green. And I use that for like nights out, you know, making memories, maybe some that you won't remember, but like that is that vibe, is Dusk.
So for people that are like, I don't know, like I want a new fragrance. It's really hard to buy fragrances online. It's really hard,
yes,
to understand even where to start. It's like a huge world. What advice do you have for people that are trying to buy fragrance for themselves? Like, what factors should they look for?
That is a good question. I think it definitely can be daunting and you might feel like you don't even know where to start. I would say take your time. It's just kind of like dating. Like you might need to try a few before you find something that really suits you, and that's okay. But a really good place to start is buying samples online or looking for discovery kits or sampler kits from brands so that you can try if you've heard about, for example, The Maker, and you've heard that they're a hotel chain, but now they also do fragrances that are carried in Sephora. You know, then you can experience their full line without having to buy a full bottle. You can see how it smells on your skin, because I think that's something that's really important. All of our skin is going to smell different with different fragrances. So make sure you try it on you versus just spraying it on, you know, the fragrance blotter or that paper that they basically give you. I think something else you can do is if you're trying to branch out, take a look at your own fragrance bottles and start to look up the notes that they might have and find new scents. You know, there are lots of tools online with one or two of those notes, and so that they'll be similar, but they won't be exact replicas of each other.
Now, we know Lucky Scent for samples, and then I always butcher the name of this other site, Fragrantica.
Fragrantica, yes.
Fragrantica, like a- yes. Yes, Fragrantica. First of all, the pure content on that site in terms of the reviews is hilarious to me.
Like, yes, it is.
People get into like fights in the comments.
They go
section.
Off. Oh,
it
yes.
Is, it is hilarious and just great. But one of the tools that they have, which is so helpful, is they'll be like, okay, if you like Tom Ford Soleil Blanc, or if you like this fragrance, these are the other fragrances that are similar to this in terms of notes, which I find to be a very helpful tool.
I think it is as well. I definitely use that. And then there's one, oh my gosh, I can't remember it, but they've done this incredible fragrance database where it's not just using the fragrance wheel, but they try to help you understand some categories that you might like. And if you want to branch out, something that you could try. Because I think that's also really hard for people, right? You might have Carolina Herrera, you know, you might want to try something new, but everyone's suggesting another one by them. And you're like, well, I want to try something different. So I think that's where the using one or two notes that you like and looking for other scents out there that have that in common, that's a really good place to start of like, you might notice that you really like scents with rose in it, but rose can be a bunch of different ways. So that gives you kind of room to explore and play.
Absolutely. Now, budget is something that you have to also consider because fragrance can get very, very expensive. Like everyone loves Baccarat Rouge. That's like this fragrance that
yes.
people love. And that's like $300, I want to say.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. So what's a way, a price accessible way to either figure out like, okay, I like these notes, but I want to find it like at a lower rate, or what are some ways that you can be budget conscious as you're figuring out what fragrance is right for you?
So I think one thing is to try to pare down. Obviously you're exploring, so that's where you use the discovery kits and the samples, but you know, you don't need 50 different fragrances. You can probably have a really great fragrance wardrobe with 10. Now, if you love 50 or more, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, you don't have to have so many. You can use tools like layering to kind of bring your fragrances to life and make new experiences. I think purchasing the travel size is a really great way. That's more affordable as well, so that you get a lot of different variety without that full size, which is probably fine anyway, because you might change your mind by the time you're done with the travel spray. And then one last piece is there's a fragrance influencer. She's on TikTok and Instagram, Fumi Monet. And I feel like she does a really good job of talking about like expensive smelling fragrances that don't break the bank. So I would look at her suggestions because she seems to have a library in her head of kind of expensive smelling fragrances that are also budget friendly.
Yes. Shout out to Fumi. And she launched a fragrance. It's like a rose, vanilla, sandalwood. And people say it smells incredible. I have not smelled it yet, but I certainly see her content. And that's also a good tip, like to find people that review fragrances on TikTok, on Instagram. That's very helpful. I've been trying to do my fragrance reviews. Now, we talked a little bit about figuring out what's right for you. Tell me how you feel about this tip, because the way I found my like last favorite fragrance was just going up to someone that I thought smelled amazing and asking, what are you wearing? And it was a man and he was wearing Diptyque Tam Dao. And I always say that like the matcha from Le Labo is like my like evolution from like the Tam Dao from Diptyque. But going, and this is why I think you should feel confident going up to someone and asking what they're wearing. There's no higher compliment. Like if someone comes up to you and seeks you out and says, you smell amazing, what are you wearing? And no one's going to be like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. Like, why are you, like, people are going to be like flattered and definitely tell you, right?
I 100% agree. And if I find myself on sometimes like Reddit subchannels of fragrance lovers, and I agree that like, if you see how they find their favorite fragrances, they literally just walk up to somebody and ask, and maybe they're doing some exploring and researching, but you never know where that's going to lead. So if you smell somebody that you think smells amazing, I 100% agree. Like, it's hard to get that confidence. I don't always have it, but people are normally excited to share what they're wearing. I would be excited to share if somebody said I smelled good. Whenever I get that question, I'm so excited to share. So I agree. That's like a surefire way to try new things and kind of cut out the middleman of like all the research.
Yes. Now, layering is interesting because it can also get like a little bit muddled, right? Not everything works together. How do you figure out what scents can layer with other scents? I just got from, it's an LA-based company called Dead Cool. They call it their milk musk. Do you know this?
Yes.
Yeah. And they call it a layering fragrance. And musk is used across a lot of fragrances. So I guess it's kind of like safe enough that it can play well with other fragrances. But how do you think about layering?
So I think there are a few, two pieces. So one, you can use layering scents, right? Like a Jo Malone is literally built to be layered. You can use layering scents like Dead Cools or DS and Durga or Juliet Has a Gun, Not a Perfume. Those are kind of almost, I would say, like fragrance enhancers, right? Because they smell kind of musky, but they don't smell very strong. So whatever you put with them, it's not going to completely change that experience. It's probably just going to help kind of bring it to life even more. But then if you want to get really detailed in the layering, I think that's where it's a lot of trial and error. And maybe you save the layering trials for days when you don't have to go to work, because you never know how to things are going to smell together. So it's trying, letting it sit on your skin, trying two things. I wouldn't suggest trying more than two, and kind of seeing what works. And everything is going to smell different on everyone. I remember when my sister still wore a lot of traditional fragrances, her signature layering was Daisy by Marc Jacobs and Chanel No. 5. And on me, that smelled wild and horrible, but on her, it smelled amazing. So you never know, you know?
That is not a combination that I would imagine working well for me either. But you know what? That's just like such the interesting thing about our body chemistry. Also, I always sometimes wonder like how hormonally, like where we are in our cycle, like, because I find that I can be more sensitive to, I can wear something, Killian is always the one that comes up for me, where like I can love it and I can feel so sexy. And then I can wear that same fragrance from Killian and it can smell so sweet and like cloying. And like I have to like take a break. And it's the same fragrance on my same skin, but it's like depending on where I am in my cycle, that seems to have an impact on how I feel about the scent. Do you find that?
Yeah, I definitely do. And like whether you've been sweating a lot and your skin is a little set, like there's so many factors. And especially if the fragrance is kind of meant to not cover everything up and it's meant to kind of bring you out with it, I think then you're going to experience changes. And that's when it's nice to have a fragrance wardrobe and have more than one signature scent, right? So that depending on the day and how you're feeling and how your skin is reacting, you can try something different.
As you've been developing RSide, have you been able to talk to people that previously weren't really into fragrance and now they are? And is their life better because of it?
I think so, yes. So it's not people who are completely not into fragrance, but people who kind of used fragrance when they were younger. And then for whatever reason, maybe they got pregnant and had a kid and stopped wearing it. Maybe they had a signature scent and went through a divorce and they don't want to smell like that anymore. They kind of swore off fragrance. And for whatever reason, somebody convinced them to take a chance on our side. And now they use it. One woman even walked up to me and like her husband had really bad scent allergies. So she needed scents that were not overpowering and that didn't have certain ingredients in it. And she walked up to me, asked me what I was wearing. And I explained like who I am. It was a mod. So something we were working on at the time, it was Dusk and it wasn't, you know, commercially available. And so to your point, fragrance can change lives. And I think you just have to be at that right receptive moment for it. But yeah, I'm a big fragrance fan. And I think there's so many ways to incorporate scent in your lives, even if it's not just a traditional perfume.
Yes. Well, I hope people feel inspired from this conversation to just give yourself a chance to discover something new and invite new fragrances and combinations into your life, because as you said, it's such an overall enhancer.
Yes, I agree.
Well, thank you so much for this discussion. And if you all haven't heard my full conversation with Keta, it is definitely worth a listen. Thank you so much for answering this one burning question that I'm so excited for people to hear and get inspired to find a new fragrance.
Me too. Thanks for having me, Brooke.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. That was my conversation with Keta. Again, check out our full-length episode. I will link to it in the show notes. And you can shop some of my favorite fragrances in my Shop My Shelf, linked here as well. And you can check out RSide. I think the fragrances she's developing are so unique. And again, it's very rare to see Black women in the fragrance space. As many of you know, I'm also working on a neroli-based fragrance that I'm so excited about. And I've been testing and iterating and developing the whole rollout plan. So I love fragrance. I have to do more fragrance-specific episodes. If you love fragrance, let me know as well. Send me a DM. Let me know how you like this episode. I always love hearing your feedback. Thank you so much for your support for the show, and we'll chat soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.